You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This comes from somebody who says, call me Rochelle. So I'm going to just tell you that's not her real name. But I love the way she starts this. And I wonder how many of our listeners could say what she says in like the first line or two. She goes, I've listened to your show for years and called in a few times with my opinion when you do your five calls says it all. But now I'm curious to get your thoughts on my own issue. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. You know, we've been doing this kind of stuff for so many years and so many, I'd say 1,000 or more listeners have participated over the years. And every once in a while, something happens and you're like, wait a minute, maybe I need to write
in. It's my turn to write in.
So Rochelle says, I don't deny that I'm a control freak with my personal life. I like my kitchen to be a certain way. I like all the cabinets to be just so. I have my bathroom stuff the way I want it. But also, when I plan for weekends or vacations, I want to have it all just right. And maybe because of all this, I've never lived with anyone, not even a roommate. I'm now 43 years old. I've had some sort of serious relationships, but never enough to move in together. And I'm wondering if it could ever work for me. Here's the key question she asks. Are there other control freaks who listen to your show who could offer their opinion? Will I always be single because of this? Is there any way to try to learn to compromise? Because I'm not sure I ever could with some things like the kitchen, the bathroom, etc. Is this worthy of a chat on your show, which I love? And then she says, ha ha, if I ever get married, they'll have to be okay with listening to your show too.
Hey.
Call me Rochelle.
Boy, she sounds like a nightmare, huh?
Yes, here she sounds, is.
She sounds like several
she
people
she sounds undateable, doesn't she? Yes, Jer, she's undateable. Yeah, she sounds horrible.
No, she sounds like too many people
she's
I know.
She's horrible. Can you imagine trying to plan a wedding with her? Plan anything with her?
Oh, you know, the fact that she's up front and yeah. She says, look, I like to have a say in a lot of things in my personal life. Mm-hmm. I have a friend of mine, somebody that I went out with a few times, not a lot, and she was exactly this way.
Yeah.
And she is now... How old would she be? She would probably be mid-50s now, and this was many years
ago.
She's
still single?
And she's never been married, and she's never lived with anybody. Hmm. And I have a feel, and she's beautiful and funny and fun, all of that. And I think it's because deep down, just from what I know of her personality, she wouldn't want anyone coming in and messing with her mojo in her house either.
I guess when you get to your 40s and your 50s, you're stuck in your ways for sure. And if you are a self-described control freak and just extremely stuck in your ways, then, man, this is going to be hard for anybody to be with you. You're not going to – I mean, unless you find somebody that is just an extreme pushover and just needs to be told what to do all the time, kind of like a spineless baby, I mean – Really?
Well, I think there's,
that's the only way she's going to find somebody.
Without the negative tags put on it, I think there are people kind of the way you're describing.
Pushovers? Yeah.
I wouldn't even call them a pushover. I think that there are some people
weak.
Out there who do, and I don't think they're weak. I think their personality style is, I don't really need to make a decision on anything. Whatever you want to do is fine. I don't think they even see themselves as weak. They're just like, I'm just going to live my life. If you want to worry about how the kitchen is set up, fine. If you want to like lay out the bathroom the way you want, fine. And for some people, it's just not that important.
Yeah, I could see that too. I see where you're
coming
from.
And so I guess there are some, you know, we talk about how there's a Jack for every Jill. Well, maybe that's what Rochelle needs is someone who gives no you know what about any of that stuff.
I guess, yeah, because I don't want to be, I put the glass in the wrong part of the cupboard. I'm so sorry. Please don't yell at me. I don't want that.
Here's a funny thing, too, because, you know, I lived by myself for so many years, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't say I was a control freak about my house, but I like things a certain way. And it was an adjustment when I, A, married Gretchen, and B, you know, also inherited, you know, stepdaughter who lives with me. It was a change for sure. But one thing that I will say is that when I went out with the woman that I was talking about, when I would go over to her place, it was magnificent.
Did she tell you where to sit?
No, it wasn't that crazy. Yeah, that's funny. No, it wasn't that crazy, but I have to admit, everything looked great.
I bet.
Everything made sense where everything was.
She was just neat and tidy, and there was nobody else there to mess it up, essentially. And that's all she's ever known and become used to now.
And in her organization. God. And I remember hearing about some of the trips that she took where she sounded a lot like somebody named Jeremy Padgett when it comes to planning trips.
I do like to plan my trips.
Yeah, and so I could see that if it had worked out with us, I could have moved into her house and been totally happy because it was done so well.
I couldn't be with that person because I would go over and I'd throw magazines on the floor. I'd sneak into the kitchen and put a spoon into the fork slot and a fork into the spoon slot. I would jack with that person so much.
Let me ask you something. As a friend, you don't see any of yourself, like not even a portion of yourself in Rochelle? Because I know the way you are about wanting your yard a certain way. You decorated your house.
Yeah,
not
but guess
Nicole.
What? Once I, and then I look out the window and there's 14 neighbor kids in the front yard running all over my plants and bushes and grass. Like it's just my environment where, I guess I could be a control freak, but I've just become accustomed to I'm not in control of anything.
Well, and you have to admit that the way you were, let's say, when it was just you and Nicole was one way, but once you start mixing kids into the equation, then a lot of that goes out the window.
I was
young, because
still young and pliable, young and pliable when all this went down. Whereas if you're late 40s and 50s, I don't see being very pliable. I really don't.
So Rochelle is 43.
And she's writing us and saying she is a control freak. I'm not changing, basically, is what I got out of that message. I'm not changing it.
But then later on she goes, is there any way to try to learn to compromise? I'm not sure I ever could with some things. Look, we're opening up the phones. We need calls on this. What are you going to tell Rochelle? Like, I'm sorry, you'll always be single? Or are you going to tell her that there is hope, that there is a workaround for something like this? We got some text messages, but let's go to the phones first. Here's Joanna. Hi, Joanna. Good morning.
Good morning, you crazy guys.
Hey, what do you want to say to Rochelle?
Okay, here's what I want to say. In life, you get two choices. You can be flexible in this scenario, or you can be single. You really don't have much other choice.
You know, I was thinking about this. It's like, what's more important in life, having a clean kitchen or having some sort of companionship,
right,
that you can share your life? Which one's more important?
Exactly. And here's the thing. I know I've been married since I was 18, okay? I'm 62. I've been married to the same person since I was 18. So maybe I don't have a really good perspective on this because we kind of grew up together, which was what you were talking about, Jeremy.
Yeah.
But the thing is, do you want to be alone? Because we're all human, and if you're going to live with another human, you got to flex.
I'm with you.
I love it.
But don't you think that she is at a point where she's not going to be flexible anymore? Like, she is, like, really stuck in her ways.
Right. So guess what? She gets to be alone.
Do you have any recommendations on how she could become a little more flex, as you say, a little more flexible? How could she accomplish that?
I mean, here's the thing. If the guy's a complete slob, that's one thing, right? We're not going to live with a slob. But I think you have to choose your battles like you do with your children. And you have to decide, okay, what's the most important? And then I'm going to talk to him about those things and say, hey, this really bothers me. Can we work on that? But it can't be everything.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm really glad you called. And congratulations on 40-something years with the same dude.
We appreciate
you
being on
the show. Thank you, Joanna.
You are.
You are a rock star.
And drunk, I think, too.
Maybe.
A little buzzed.
Let's talk to Barbie. Barbie, what would you say to Rochelle?
I think I'm also known as Rochelle, a.k.a. Control Freak, so I can so relate and giggle about this whole conversation. So first of all, I want to talk about yesterday's, I think it was in the, the report about saying affirmations when you get up. And you know what my affirmation is? I am flexible. And I am 62 years old, and just yesterday went under contract to purchase a house with my 66-year-old sweetheart. And I have this fear, exactly what Rochelle was talking about, like, oh, my God, are we going to get able to get along? And here was our solution, is that we have our own bedrooms, our own bathrooms to keep as tidy or as not tidy as we want. And I think that one solution is to just have separate bathrooms and bedrooms. And when it comes to the kitchen, you know, we've been together now for 9 months, and I've observed his habits, and he keeps a clean kitchen, so I can live with him.
Oh, thank God.
There you go.
Thank God.
Barbie, congratulations to you.
Thank well
you
done.
For a great call. And you know that I'm going to second the whole thing
about that,
separate bedrooms and separate bathrooms. And that's the key to a lot of happy relationships. I know people poo-poo it. I'm telling you, it's a growing trend, and it is saving a lot of relationships. Diana, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you want to say?
So I'm a control freak. I'm a super control freak. I like my house this certain pristine way, and I thought it was going to be really hard moving in with my boyfriend who's not that way. But I found out the solution is constantly going back to saying, okay, what's the real problem here? Like, I don't like dog hair all over the house, and it was stressing me out. And we had this conversation saying, the dogs aren't the problem. My boyfriend's not the problem. The dog hair is the problem. And so
you got rid of the dog.
Well, let's just get two Roombas, one for downstairs, one for upstairs. His dog, so he cleans out the hair.
Okay, all right. And then are you happier now because of the Roombas?
I am, and it's constantly looking at everything that's stressing me out for not being in place and saying, okay, what's the actual root of the problem? You like your cups in a certain place? Why? Because you're afraid they're going to get broken? Okay, could he have his own cups and you have your cups?
Just give him plastic cups like a child is what you need to do.
Exactly. Actually, that's what my boyfriend does. He only drinks out of my plastic cups because he knows that my ceramic ones I'm going to be stressed about.
Right, because if he breaks your ceramic mug, he's going to have hell to pay.
You know what I love about your call, Diana? Because it's kind of funny, but at the same time, you are an inspiration to a lot of people because you're coming at this from a solution-oriented, you know, approach.
Very
rather than focusing on the problem, you're focusing on a solution, and many times it's a simple solution.
Is there something that you haven't found a solution to, though, within your relationship that's still driving you insane?
Yes, it's a constant work in progress. His dog has incontinence, and we've been trying diapers, we've been trying mats, we've been trying medicine, and we finally got a medicine that works.
This
but
dog sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah,
you got to get rid of that dog.
People and their dogs.
Get rid of the dog.
Diana, great call. Have a wonderful day.
See you later.
Okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
It's all the dog.
It's all the dog.
We are up against a break, but I want to quickly talk to Beth because I don't want to leave her hanging. Beth, we might only have about 30 seconds. What do you want to say?
I'm a control freak. My husband is a control freak. We were 45 when we got married. First marriage for both of us. And we are still happily married at 64.
So what was the solution?
So one of the presents we were given before we got married is to meet with a marriage counselor. And he gave us a rule. If something's important enough to you that it would make you want to leave your marriage, it's an A. If it's kind of moderately important, it's a B. If you don't care, it's a C. These don't count. So in our arguments, if we're discussing something, one of us will say, this is an A, they win automatically. And we've never had us both have an A on opposite ends. So it's perfect.
That's a fun little game to play.
Oh, I like
it
your
works.
Call, Beth.
I'm at an A
Thank
right
you.
Now. I'm at an A.
Then you win, Jeremy.
I win. Yay, Beth.
Go to commercial. Beth, you're the best. Have a great day,
Thanks,
okay?
Beth.
Thanks a lot. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. These were great calls. You know what? And I was so glad that we got some people who could identify with her because we started out with calls where I didn't feel like people were identifying with her. But then the people who did offered solid solutions.
Very well said on a couple of those, yeah.
We have in our house, we have separate bedrooms, separate bathrooms. Very happy. Mm-hmm. And I will just say, in the kitchen, even though the kitchen is sometimes, you know, frenetic, we have a space where she keeps her own mugs and stuff, and a space where I keep my own mugs.
Look at that.
And it's just, you know, there's no thought. We don't have to think about anything. I just go to a certain part of the kitchen. There's my stuff.
You don't have to worry about breaking her glasses.
Yeah, we just make it work. Rochelle, I'm going to tell you, don't you dare throw in the towel and say I'm going to be single the rest of my life. Figure out, there's some great advice that you got from, you know, multiple listeners. And I like the counseling suggestion, too.
Yeah, good luck.